Lesson 6, Hitting an Emotional Wall. In an earlier lesson, I shared a couple analogies to help us understand the feelings of depression and the process of healing. In both of these stories, King Theoden's release and Will's exorcism, there is a great internal battle before they become free. Likewise, working through emotional difficulties toward healing can feel like a battle. In fact, during the process of healing, it can feel worse for a period of time than it was when a person was just depressed. And that was the case for both King Theoden and Will Byers. I think that both of them would agree that the process was difficult and painful, but in the end, it was worth it. That was also the way it was for me. Struggling with depression was hard, but trying to emerge from depression was even harder. In an earlier lesson, we talked about the mere exposure effect and how we believe things that are familiar. And once we believe something, whether or not it's true, our subconscious will fight to protect those beliefs by rejecting anything that is unfamiliar or contradicts what we already believe. Our subconscious believes that things that are familiar are safe, and unfamiliar things are dangerous. The job of our subconscious is to keep us safe. And without knowing it or being aware of it, we chose the parameters of what safety looks like. It looks familiar. It looks like what we already know and feel comfortable with. That means that if we do or say something that is contrary to the current subconscious programming of what is familiar, the brain considers this a dangerous threat and sends out a warning that in order to be safe, you need to go back. When that warning hits, it feels like running into an impenetrable wall, and people naturally give up. So let's look at this process from my personal experience. At the time, what looked familiar was sadness, hopelessness, and despair. That was familiar. So my subconscious decided that this is what safety looks like. And when I began the process to try to pull out of that and to do things to feel happy and to think positive thoughts, my subconscious freaked out. It decided that these new ideas were lies and dangerous threats, and it sent off warning signals in my mind and my body. It is difficult to adequately describe, but it literally felt like I was going to die. I felt all of the emotional and physiological symptoms as if my life was being threatened. And my subconscious warned me that the only safe option was to go back. It was awful, indescribably awful. I wanted to give up on day one. Fortunately, I had been warned that this would happen, so I knew what to do. To get through that wall, I used one of the tools from an emotional first aid kit. An emotional first aid kit is just a list of simple tools or actions that cause an immediate, although temporary, positive effect. Like singing, for example, and that's what I did. I cranked up one of Shakira's songs called Try Everything from the movie Zootopia and sang along. Singing has been scientifically proven to lower stress, relieve anxiety, and elevate endorphins, which make you feel uplifted and happy. It helps relax muscle tension and decreases the levels of the stress hormone cortisol in the bloodstream, and can help take your mind off the day's troubles to boost your mood. In addition, scientists have identified a tiny organ in the ear called the sacculus, which responds to the frequencies created by singing. The response creates an immediate sense of pleasure, regardless of what the singing sounds like, so you don't have to have an amazing voice to feel the positive effects of singing. Participants in one study showed significant decreases in both anxiety and depression levels after just 1 month of adding singing to their routine. And from my own experience, I can say that it really works. When I hit that wall and sang a song, I found that singing it through once wasn't enough. I had to repeat it 3 times before the feelings of panic that my life was in mortal danger subsided, and I knew I would survive. The remedy is surprisingly simple, but it takes some courage to follow through. Think about it. When you're watching a movie and a monster is chasing someone, they run away or hide. They don't jump out and sing a song, because if they sing a song, then the monster will find them and eat them. But if they run away and hide, then there's a chance of survival. And that's what our subconscious is trying to do. It's trying to increase our chance of survival. But in this case, your subconscious is misinformed, and it's time to let our conscious mind take over. We don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. We want to be happy and confident. We want to heal. Keep a list of emotional tools handy that work best for you to use as an emotional first aid kit to work through those walls that try to obstruct progress. There's a list of emotional wellness tools that you can use as an emotional first aid kit on the Hope for Healing website at hopeforhealingfoundation.org. If we can push through these walls and keep going, then our thoughts and feelings slowly change what is familiar. And also, the RAS naturally adjusts its programming to allow positive input without fighting or outright rejecting it. This fight with our subconscious is temporary during a transition period, but it's also inevitable. And this causes many people to give up because they don't understand what's happening. All they know is that there is a warning voice in their head that they're not safe. And so they quit and retreat. But since you listened to this lesson, now you know what is happening, why it's happening, and what to do about it. This knowledge empowers us to be able to get past roadblocks that might impede our growth, progress, and healing. You can do this, and I promise that it's worth it. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by Francis Bacon. He said, "Knowledge is power." Eric Thomas modified this quote by saying, "Knowledge isn't power. Applied knowledge is power."